This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Matt Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind, tries a back shot, score! Held in by Faber at the right point, long shot, score! Zone entry. Score! Long wrister from Kachuk. Austin Matthews off to Gensel. Score! Michael to Kachuk. Score! Orensky shoots. Score! The rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Kachuk.
Played away by Jack Eichel. Across the line, played it down low, they score! Jake Gensel. Now it's Larkin with a burst of speed. He scores! Transition. Faber, empty net, center ice. Larkin has Gensel with him. Jake Gensel scores!
All right, time for the game tonight. A little bit more chatter on it. Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com, NHL Insider, joining us on the Western Hotline. We talked before the tournament when it was in Montreal. It's moved to Boston, and the maybe seemingly inevitable final between Team USA and Team Canada is upon us tonight at 8 o'clock. Mike joining us on the Western Hotline. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Really cranked up for this game tonight. And, you know, when we talked last week, we talked about, you know, how going into this tournament, some people thought it was a glorified all-star game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much buzz there's been in Montreal and down here in Boston for this tournament. It really has developed into something that has been really, really cool. And I think what it's done also is it's been great for the game. It's been great to in both countries and maybe a little bit more in the U.S., get some maybe casual eyeballs on the sport that maybe weren't there before it started.
Mike, yeah, looking back on it, is it possible for it to have gone really any better?
No, I don't think so. Here's the thing, and here's an example of this. So about a month ago, I looked at, you knew the ticket sales for the U.S. games down here were going to be good. You knew, in Montreal, the selling tickets wasn't going to be an issue. But on Monday, there was a there was a Canada-Finland game, and it's in the afternoon on a Monday, holiday Monday in Boston. About, I would have to say a month ago, I looked and there were maybe 4,000 tickets sold. It was almost sold out, which means, 12,000, 13,000 tickets were sold in the last three and a half weeks. That's how much momentum it's built. I think ticket sales for this have been like 97%. The games have been riveting. The fan interest has been amazing. So, no, I don't think it could have gone any better. And I know both the NHL and the NHLPA are really thrilled with the momentum that's been built up. And, hey, look at, there hasn't been best on best since the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. And no offense to Sweden or Finland, but I think Canada versus U.S., that's, I think, what everybody wanted to see.
Right. I almost wonder, that, like, that tournament 9 years ago, like, the key difference is, one, this seems even more intense, right? The hitting, the fighting. And also, you never really got Canada-U.S. Like, it was a made-up Europe team that they played in the championship that time versus this go-around. I think you make a good point. That the fact that U.S. and Canada, you know, are center stage is what's going to magnify the whole thing.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, when I look at these rosters, this by far is the best United States team I've ever seen. And if you want to compare the two teams, if I look at the top-end talent on Canada, you know, Sidney Crosby still playing at a great level, but Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, arguably the two best players in the game. But top to bottom, from the first player of the U.S. to the 23rd player on the U.S. roster, U.S. probably has a deeper team. And I think that's the fascination here, okay? There is no underdog in this anymore. You know, the Americans have done a great job. The U.S. development program in Michigan, you look at, I mean, we know that Cage Thompson is coming in just in case, you know, somebody gets injured before the game. But if you look, and you know, we talked last week, I thought that Cage Thompson should have been on the team in the first place. But you look at how deep that U.S. team is, and that's a team that, you know, Jason Robertson, Cole Caulfield, Cage Thompson, they weren't even on the original roster. That's how deep the U.S. is, and that, I think, is what brings a lot of intrigue to this game tonight because, like I said, there is no underdog in this.
Mike Zeisberger joining us from Boston ahead of this game. How about Canada in net? You know, Binnington, they've been faithful to him, I guess, right? Like the idea that he's their best guy, and he might be. I would still be worried if I were Canada because I do think he's been there for the taking, and I think it's he's one of the reasons the U.S. won the first matchup. So, you know, coming into the tournament, Mike, it felt like the U.S. had the edge in goal, and that's where I might give the U.S. the edge tonight as well to win this game is that they're a lot better in goal.
Oh, definitely. You know, you look at the one side, Connor Hellebuyck, I think the way, you know, the Winnipeg Jets, I think he's actually may, and, you know, we don't always see this with goalies. I think he may garner some Hart Trophy votes by when all is said and done. So, you know, that's one place where the U.S. comes into the game going, we don't have to worry about that position. Canada, yes, that's been a gray area. And, you know, the days of Canada producing the Martin Brodeurs and Roberto Luongos and Marc-Andre Fleurys and Patrick Waugh, you know, that ship has sailed. For some reason, Canada has had difficulty in producing goalies in the, you know, in the last few years. So, you know, I guess you stick with the date that brung you. He's looked shaky at times. And the ironic thing about it is, guys, you know, when I look at Jordan Binnington's body of work in the three games that he's played in the series, there are goals that you look and say, how did that go in? But he's also made saves where you go, how did he stop that? Including a couple of Hasekian ones, like Dominic Hasek, Snow Angels a couple of times. So he is a battler. But, you know, what kind of, you don't know what kind of alternative they have. I mean, you can't go to Aiden Hill now. I don't think Samuel Montembeau was ever an option. So, yes, if going into this game, if I look and say, where does one team have a decisive edge over the other, I got to say it's got to be the Americans in goal.
How big a difference should we think? It's hockey, one individual player can only make so much of a difference, but how big do you think it is that they'll have Makar tonight when they didn't on Saturday?
Well, I think it's big because, you know, he's a special player. I mean, he's a Norris Trophy winner. But just the way that he skates with the puck, I mean, he changes their power play. He changes their penalty kill. And he, the thing that, you know, when the Americans beat Canada 3-1 on Saturday, one of the most fascinating things, and the Americans deserve a ton of credit, is the way they played the defensive system in the neutral zone. They didn't give gaps to McDavid. They didn't give gaps to McKinnon. They didn't let those guys pick up speed. They filled up all the lanes. Well, when you have a guy like Cale Makar in there, obviously you have to account for somebody that's one of the two or three best skaters in the game. That's going to open up some lanes. So, you know, the one thing that I think you'll see the Americans do is put a lot of pucks in deep. I know that's a cliche, but when, you know, when guys like Cale Makar have their back to the U.S. net instead of facing the U.S. net, that's kind of the philosophy you want to have.
Mike Zeisberger with us. How about, so Canada gets their best defenseman back. The U.S., it looked like, tried to get their best defenseman back with Quinn Hughes, and that does not appear as though it's going to happen tonight. What's kind of been your view of the whole 48 hours of Mike Sullivan says he's coming, and then it's, oh, but he's not playing, and then, I don't know, didn't it seem like the U.S. always kind of sounded like they thought they could get permission to play him, and that, and we, as we saw yesterday, maybe the Canucks had something to do with, you know, him not going either?
Well, first of all, I mean, it was head-scratching because there's been so much misinformation about this, but the fact is the only way he could have played, and they have seven defensemen, so McAvoy goes down. So, but if you still have six defensemen, you have to play those six. Now, in Canada's case, first they lost. They obviously lost two of their defensemen, you know, because remember, they lost Theodore as well. So that's why they had to bring Harley in when Makar was out. Right now, the U.S. still has their cachet of the original six defensemen. So that's kind of the way, you know, those are the six that they have to go through. And here's the thing that I found head-scratching, guys. Cale Makar Quinn Hughes practiced in Vancouver the other day. You're not talking about jumping on a flight for 45 minutes.
Thank you.
From coast to coast. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When he practiced, he was in a non-contact jersey. So, you know, how... He hasn't played in 3 weeks, and you want to plop him in there in the biggest game, you know, of at least for the national team in the last decade? I mean, you know, what kind of Quinn Hughes were you going to get? How healthy was he going to be? And how much rest was there going to be from flying coast to coast? So why not just take somebody that, you know, even if you're looking for a backup in case, why not look for somebody that's a lot closer? Because there were no guarantees that the Quinn Hughes you would have got here would be the Quinn Hughes that we've seen when he's at 100%.
Mike, the whole time that story was going on, I thought I was taking crazy pills. Like, they couldn't have picked a defenseman farther away.
Yes.
Like, the longest possible flight. So, whatever.
Well, if Hawaii had a team, then that would be the only way it would have been further.
Right, right. Mike Zeisberger, NHL Insider, NHL.com, joining us. He's covering the Four Nations there for tonight's game. The buy-in price, like $1,000 to get in. So, you know, we'll see. Not anticipating fights this time around, probably, right? I mean, the Kachucks don't want to miss 5 minutes of this game if in fact, they can both play, nursing injuries as well, and whatever. I feel like if we've thought we've seen intensity, we're about to see maybe an even higher level if possible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. It's funny. I've covered, covered Super Bowls. I've covered World Series. I've covered Stanley Cup Finals, World Cups of Soccer. And this just, I'm not saying that this is that, but there really is a cool sense of anticipation. I can't tell you, I'm not making predictions. I can't tell you who's going to win. But I can tell you this, as a pure fan of hockey, to see the talent that's going to be on the ice together tonight going up against each other is going to be really, really cool, and I'm really looking forward to it.
One last thing, Mike. There have been rumblings about some of the things they've done there being taken back to the NHL, like whether that's color-on-color jerseys or whites at home or the 3-2-1 scoring system or a 10-minute overtime on 3-on-3. Do you feel like... Has the NHL, I don't know about openly, it's a very small little trial run for a couple of things here. Do you think a couple of these things could make it to the league?
Well, I don't think the players are going to agree to a 10-minute overtime, I'll tell you that. So I don't think that's going to happen. I kind of like the color on color. The white jersey thing is interesting because the one thing that you get if you have the white jerseys at home is that fans get to see the different colors of the visiting teams coming in. Because right now, you're getting the same thing every game. You get the home team's colored jerseys and the other team's white jerseys. So as far as jerseys go, that fascinates me. Look, I love the 3-2-1. I know they use it in soccer in Europe. I think that it makes... You know, we all see games where teams just kind of shut the door. They want to get to overtime or a shootout. I think if you get 3 points for a win, that kind of is an incentive for teams to kind of push the envelope in the final few minutes of a game.
Yeah, I'm into it. I hope they do it. Mike, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for helping us tell the story from Montreal and then Boston, and all the best.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Call anytime.
Very well. Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com, NHL Insider. Tonight, the night.
There is a story from, is it Nick, how do you pronounce Nick's last name?
Constantinos, maybe?
Konstantinka?
Okay.
NHL.com. Same site as Mike Zeisberger. He talked with both Jack Eichel and Bob Eichel, Eichel's dad.
Oh, because the game's in Boston.
Yeah. It's about Eichel in this game tonight. And there's a couple of details in here that might be a little interesting to Sabre fans. One of which is a story that I never had heard or knew, and it kind of...
Uh-oh.
If you go way back, remember there was like always, O'Reilly and Eichel hate each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
They don't like each other?
I mean, Eichel went to the game to see O'Reilly win the cup.
Okay, so that story is already known?
He was at the game, and...
Yeah.
He Snapchatted or something. Like, he went to see the game when O'Reilly won the cup in Boston.
Yeah, and they even say he went down after the game to see O'Reilly, like to congratulate him, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, so, okay, so they weren't mortal enemies because he's like, I'm going to say hi to Ryan. The other thing is there's a story in here about, you know, here's him not being hated by a current Sabre. Bob Eichel's telling a story that they went to dinner with him last night. He's just dialed in. Someone sent over a tray of shots, and he just went, no, we can't take those. And then they asked, was it a Canadian? And Bob Eichel says, no, it was a Swede. It was Rasmus Dahlin.
Who sent shots over?
He sent shots over. So.
Listen, whatever. We don't have to relitigate everything. So much of the stuff about like the telephone game about that guy's career here has just been like just shot down, whether it's Marcus Foligno shooting it down or whatever. I mean, did, I think, was it Dahlin or Mittelstadt? One of them credited Eichel as like being the most important player in their career when they were younger, helping them come along. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Game's in Boston.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Write the script. Best possible outcome for the sport tonight. Who wins the scenario, the game script? What do you got? Give me your... Wait a minute. I got a better idea. Ready? What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
February 20th.
It's Thursday. What do we do on Thursdays that we stop doing?
The three-leg parlay?
Let's do a Thursday three-way parlay.
Okay.
We got a big game tonight.
All right, I'm in. What's the punishment going to be?
Loser wears a suit tomorrow.
Thursday.
Has to buy a Canada jersey with the game-winning goal score.
Canada-US.
Well, that's a decent financial thing
right
there.
All
right, here we go.
Let's have it. Who wants to go first? Same game parlay, US-Canada.
See, the thing about hockey... Well, no, you got options. You got goals, you got shots.
Points.
You got points/assists. You got goalie props if you want it. All right, so there's a lot to be had here. Are we all just going to pick a goal scorer? I feel like that's what's inevitable here.
If you want to do that, I mean, you get three different goal scorers and you get them right. It's a big payday.
The thing about this is, though, they're all pretty within. Yeah, they're all close together. The top like 10 guys are between plus 200 and plus like 340. So right.
Jacob Slavin is plus 1600.
Yeah,
so.
Like I wouldn't do that. All right, I am gonna bet. I feel like you want to bet Eichel, so I almost want to leave him for you.
No, right? I was just going to say, should we do the former Sabre parlay or the three Sabres? Just all go right. Eichel, Reinhardt, Hagel.
I'll bet Jack Eichel to have 2+ points.
All right.
Plus 350.
Two
Eichel
points.
Eichel to have two
Eichel,
or more points.
2 points, yeah. Okay. Josh, you want up next?
I'm going to go... Matthew Tkachuk over 4 shots on goal.
Oh, all right. We're going right to the shots. I like that. It is a funny story when you're like, Jack Eichel, he's taking this game seriously. He turned down shots.
Right.
The night before a game. Like, that's funny. All right. So add that one in. 4 shots for Matthew Tkachuk. Okay. And then my third leg here. Let's go. What do I want?
You could bet. Like Brady Tkachuk to have a hat trick at plus 18,000.
I don't want to do that. I'm gonna go.
That would really fire up these
odds.
Anytime
goal scorer.
Okay.
And I'm just taking McDavid. I mean,
boring.
Boring.
Anytime.
+220.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's longer odds than Josh. Josh had the like almost even odds.
That's all right.
All right.
I got a 20. I got a profit boost on that thing, and let's go.
All right. Boom. That is +3103, which would be, for instance, 10 to win 310.
Yeah.
All right. Eichel 2+ points. Matthews 4+ shots on goal, and McDavid anytime.
Not Matthews.
Score.
It was Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk 4 shots on goal.
Oh, sorry.
Matthew,
thank you.
Not Matthews.
Said that. Okay. So does that change the odds? Actually, probably does, doesn't it? Let's see.
Listen. Eichel did not really get much with the Tkachuks in the first matchup because they were in the penalty. First off, they fought. And then Matthew, has missed a game? Brady missed the game.
Matthew missed the whole game. Brady played, got hurt, played one more shift, and then left.
So if that line gets back together, it's been a murderous line, and we'll hope for that line to do well. All right, go USA.
If Tage goes in, is he like on the top line?
No way. No.
If he's replacing, they'll bump like up someone from the fourth line and then put Tage on the fourth line?
Probably.
All right.
803-0550, the Four Nations final coming up tonight. We'll get some more of your calls in if you want. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.